One Democrat who voted for the war is now calling for an immediate withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq. Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha is a legendary hawk, a retired Marine who fought in two wars. Murtha says the military has done all it can in Iraq, and as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, his shift reflects the increasing unease over the war in Congress and in the country.
Murtha gave several reasons for his about-face on the war, but his most impassioned argument was about the soldiers on the ground.
Our troops have become the primary target of the insurgency. They are united against U.S. forces, and we have become a catalyst for violence.
Murtha spoke of the more than 2,000 soldiers killed in Iraq so far, and he choked up several times describing his meetings with wounded troops. When asked about the assertions of the Bush administration that Democrats are undermining the war effort with their criticism, Murtha lashed out at Vice President Cheney, who did not serve in the military.
I like guys who've never been there to criticize us who've been there. I like that. I like guys who got 5 deferments and never been there and send people to war and then don't like to hear suggestions about what need to be done. This is a flawed policy wrapped in an illusion.
I respect John Murtha, and he's a friend of mine, and he's wrong.
That's Duncan Hunter, the Republican chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Hunter said now is not the time to criticize the war. He said it's a time for endurance.
It's easy to be a flag waver and to be patriotic and to support the troops when you're in the initial attack phase and it looks like you may have only a 2-week war.
Others were not so delicate as Hunter. House Speaker Dennis Hastert called Murtha's move an attempt to surrender to the terrorists. One thing is sure, Murtha's comments got Republicans' attention. 14 of them showed up to counter his news conference. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.